Winston City Council, August 16th, 2021, 7 p.m.
Thank you very much. Roll call. Lenny is out of town, and Teresa is probably on fire. So that leaves Councilor White.
Here.
Councilor Cunningham.
Here.
And the mayor's here as well. Adjustments to the agenda. We have one. We're going to strike. We have two. Strike number A on. We'll get to it in a minute.
Number four.
Yeah. Consent agenda. Approval of the council minutes for July 26th of 2021. Looking for a motion.
I make a motion to accept the minutes as read.
I have a motion.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on an issue. Jennifer.
This is a good time.
You might as well.
Do I need to be in?
Please.
I'm a little out of practice. I haven't been here in a while.
Well, you know, and that's your fault. You're welcome anytime.
Jennifer Mitchell, 387 Old Broadway Road, Houston. I was just here. I wanted to give a quick update on the Outfits Block, the project here in downtown Winston. As most of you know, having attended the event the other night, we've got our first little taste of success with the imminent opening of Logger's Pizza in the first two suites of our commercial space. We expect them to be open on Wednesday. This morning we paved the first half of our lot, and by the end of this week we should have the entire exterior of the former Old West building stuccoed.
Oh, cool.
And the awnings over the doorways and on the street side done. So
dress it up a little bit.
Yeah, we're making a lot of progress. We're going to have a little bit of a slowdown for a few weeks after that because our contractors have to take care of some other jobs. But we're still going to be moving along on the inside, getting the last of the commercial units up and running. We're also making some improvements to the upstairs apartments, just continuing to make those a little better, getting new windows in there and
good,
fixing up some plumbing issues and things like that. So we're making a lot of progress. It's 5.5 years now. It's still going, man. It's still going, good.
And you thought it would be done.
I know. I decided to dedicate a year of my life to this, and here I am still. So, but we are starting to feel, we're starting to taste success, and it tastes awful good.
Good. Good.
Is the trailer park becoming a permanent fixture, or what's the
deal with that? Back half of the trailer park, we are now leasing that out to Safari Properties. They have a master lease on that property. They are starting to transition the RVs that are there out into tiny home rentals on a temporary basis. They do hope to develop that into a permanent housing project, like apartments, actual apartments eventually. But
you stick
how many square feet are these allowed?
There's actually a model one over there. Mm-hmm. There's a blue model one, and I encourage you to take a look at it because I know a lot of people have been very on edge with the idea of a tiny home.
Yes.
These are not little hovels of any kind. Like, these are very nice, like, luxury tiny homes. They become pretty popular in a lot of places as Airbnb type things, and as small. But they're like the equivalent of a fancy studio apartment, basically. So it's not family. It's not family housing.
When is the open house?
On there, you can go by any time and ask for a tour, and they will schedule one for you. If you stop by, I'm guessing the best thing to do would be to speak with Bev at Safari Group Real Estate, and she could put you in contact with the gal who's doing that.
How many houses they expect to put up there?
They should be able to fit 12 at most. That's what I had. That was the number that I had in there when we were having it for RV spaces, but. I know they're still working with a wholesaler on the tiny homes to.
It won't be low income, will it?
No. They're more like a park model, then, aren't they? That
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're more like park models.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. Any other questions for Jennifer? Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here.
Of course.
Anybody else like to speak to the council? Okay.
Excuse me, before we go on, we might want to revisit paragraph 4, number 8, because underneath that you have appointments for the ED board.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Well, you said scratch the...
Strike A, but we're going to go to 1. If you...
Well, when you strike A, you strike the rest of them.
Look, this is what it says here. I'm just going by what they gave me.
Okay.
Sure.
Just keep it straight.
I got it figured out. I know where I'm headed. If you're confused, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm not confused.
Okay, appointments to the Economic Development Board. We have two candidates, Fallon Curry and Nicholas Wiggins. Any comments on those two recommendations, applications?
I make a recommendation that we accept both and appointment to the ED board.
Is that a motion, sir?
Yes.
I have a motion to accept both applicants.
They've been checked out. I know Valen. I don't know Nicholas. I don't know anything about him.
Did you
read the
I haven't had time to read that, so I'm asking.
Yeah.
He's a developer.
No, that's served on. Nicholas has been on the board at least as long as I've been here.
Okay, so he served for a while then.
He served for a while, okay. Okay, now I second it.
I have a motion and a second to approve both candidates for the appointments to the Economic Development Board. Have a vote, please. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Park Board, Teresa DeWald. The mime.
Yes?
You're there.
You're there.
I am.
Well, cool. You didn't announce yourself. You snuck in.
I'm sorry. I was waiting for you to say something.
Yeah. Where are you?
I'm in Lakeview on the Fox Complex fire.
Cool. How's that going?
It's going, I guess. Not terrible.
Okay. Well, do you want to
I'm ready to go home, but...
Yeah. You want to talk about the park board meeting?
Yeah, is Andy in the room also?
No, he's on the same place you are, just a different phone number.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Andy?
Yeah.
Okay, so Teresa, I think, wants you to talk about the park board.
No, okay, I was going to ask him, do you want me to read over the minutes, or do you want to... No, go ahead. That's fine.
No, go ahead.
He was there.
That's fine. Well, we had the meeting, of course, the staff brought in, we had been looking at some pavilions, so we brought in another DC structure as an example of pavilions, and kind of looked at that one. They're expensive, of course, like anything, so just kind of giving the park board an idea of what we're looking at. I believe the kind of the feeling for the park board is kind of looking at the potentially the Romtec type maybe pavilion, because they'll help us do the research for funding and possibly grants and things like that. We still have a little work to do on that one, kind of narrowing it down to the actual size and things like that, but it's everybody pretty well agreed on the location where the old pavilion is would be just as good a spot as any, instead of trying to relocate it, because we talked about maybe changing that location, but kind of keep it. We kind of pretty well decided to keep it where it's at. We did bring some pictures also of some of the needed items, because I know that, you know, the park board, there's always things wanted in the parks, and you know, staff is kind of trying to remind the park board of you know, we need to maintain what we have. We need to kind of take care of what we have. So we brought some pictures of some playground, that ribbon park, some needed items, things like that. Just kind of a heads up for the park board, kind of where our parks are currently at. We did have Brett Parrott also was, we were hoping he was going to show up. He wasn't able to make that meeting, apparently his times are messed up or something on that. So he wasn't able to show up for to request that park fee waiver. But so I can't really speak on that one right now anyway, other than he wasn't able to show up. We also talked about the Stray Angels. They're actually looking at Riverbend Park as maybe an area they can come to next year with the Show and Shine and all that, which is a large event, of course, but strictly kind of looking at what we have to offer and whether or not it'll work for them. So
instead
that
of
may be something that may be coming up. They're
wow.
Currently at River Fork. So they're apparently what we understand is they're wanting to look out at other venues. So I don't know if they're terribly happy where they're at. I don't really know. I'm not sure if we can provide what they're looking for, but we're more than willing to see if we can rope them in there to Winston.
Sure.
So
that'd be awesome.
Then other than that, we talked about the alcohol policy too, kind of just reviewing that, making sure when there is alcohol involved that the thing, you know, proper things are followed, things like that.
Okay.
So the concession stand also, they talked about the items for the concession stand if the opportunity comes to the park board to use that if it's not being rented during the event. But that's pretty much it, Teresa, and then whatever you may want to add to that.
Well, I was just curious because Brett Fair had reached out to me, and again, I wasn't home. I was on a different fire, and asked about talking to the park board. He missed the time, but I had asked him to reach out to you. So did he get a hold of you at any point after that?
I have not heard from him, but I was off work. I left, so I haven't been at work, Teresa.
I talked to him the other day, and he said that he was sorry he missed that meeting. He had gotten times confused as to 5:30, 7 o'clock, you know, anyway. So, but he's still excited about the possibilities, and we can talk about that waiver, I think, at another time.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's the thing, because we're going to miss the next council meeting,
yeah.
But...
We may have to look at something after the fact. Okay, cool.
Okay, Andy,
anyway.
Real quick, I saw that you bought 16 new sprinkler heads, was it $660? Are those additional or are those replacements?
They're replacement.
Okay. Yeah, because some of the parks are starting to look kind of dry.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be dry. I mean, we're watering 3 days a week, as much as we can water. That's pretty tough.
Okay.
That's a big job.
It's a big job, that's right. Yeah.
Anything else for Teresa or Andy on the park board? Thank you. Thanks, guys. Cindy, roster update? You get that going? Okay, thank you. Department reports, Christopher Sherlock is in our packet. Andy, you got anything for Public Works?
Just a quick update on the community center. It looks like we have a condenser out in the walk-in freezer. Roseburg Refrigeration, last time I looked, was actually there this evening installing this thing, getting this freezer up and operable again. So just kind of a heads up. I don't have all the details yet, but there will be a cost definitely with that coming in.
Okay. Anything else on the roof project, or are we still kind of hold on that?
On the community center roof?
Yes, sir.
I haven't done nothing with that up to this point, Mayor.
Okay. That's good. I was just checking.
Yeah.
It's all good. Anything else for Randy? Police Chief Brandon Sardi, anything to add?
No, sir.
Administration? Ann?
We're just working along.
Look at us, keep going here. New business licenses. We have five on the docket. One is an addition to the packet. Lauren Schreiber, I believe. You're just waiting to see if we like you or not, right? Chief, any issues with any of these? Okay, we have Tia Street Tacos, Daniel Gonzalez, Max Tacos, Maximino Rodriguez. Wasn't he on the last? He wasn't? Okay. Western States Environmental, they're the people that are doing the cleanup up at the Nazarene Church, I assume. And Cindy Massage Spa. I'm not even going to try. And maybe I should. Zhao Yin Li? Lai? Anyway. And then Lauren Schweiber for Schreiber Trails. You're going to put a dog care business. I think that's brilliant.
Well,
thanks. No, I think that's a great plan for that building. Any questions for Lauren? Any questions for anybody?
Who's going to, are you going to have a caretaker there?
No.
It'll be the two of us. At the moment, we're not planning on doing boarding overnight, so we'll just be here to date. But we may at some point be boarding, and if we did, we would have cameras. I live very close by, so that's kind of important. We could hire at some point.
The dog areas where the dogs sleep, is that air conditioned?
Yes, it's air
conditioned. Thank you.
Okay, looking for a motion to approve the business. They've all been checked out, right, Chief?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great, thanks. We've all looking for a motion to approve the business licenses?
I make a motion to approve the business license.
I have a motion looking for a second.
Can I give a second?
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries. Set city council workshop dates. I think we're getting close to needing a couple of workshops, but I'm not sure that we really want to set those dates just yet. Do you have any suggestions, counselors?
I have one. As previously mentioned, that we probably have to take a look at homelessness by the state statute changes, the feds, etc. And I think it'd be a good idea if there is some research done in comparable cities to see what they are doing, and then maybe we can get a footprint or something from other cities to give us an idea for a workshop.
That's ongoing.
Good.
I'm in the process of doing some
excellent
checking with some like-sized cities to see what they're doing, and then we'll proceed at that point in time to get some more information and we can set a workshop.
Excellent. Today. Very good.
Perfect. And I've already talked to one city manager, and she is not even looking at that yet because the ordinance does not go into effect until 2023.
Okay, but there's other issues though that go along with this, like the rulings out of the Ninth Circus Court.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but those rulings take effect when they utter them.
No, that's what I was told, and I called LOLC, and that's what I was told.
Really? Okay.
And I will have further information for you.
Perfect.
As soon as I hear back, but that's what I was verbally told. Don't worry about it this early.
Okay.
So,
I think we need
planning to ahead, yes.
Thank you, Counselor. Resolution 21-1004, surplus CCTV equipment. Read by title only, Ms. Sardi, please. Page 15.
Yep. Almost there. Okay, resolution number 21-1004. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council authorizing the surplus of EnviroSite SVA 350 CCTV equipment and transporters.
Andy Howell, anything to say on this?
Basically, the background is council's aware, you know, we switched to the queue system, upgraded this one because we had a lot of issues with that particular EnviroSite. The Green Area Water and Sanitary Authority has expressed an interest in it. We put a value of $1,000 to it. That's kind of where we're at with that.
Okay. What? Okay. Any more questions for Andy on this? Looking for a motion to approve resolution 21-1004. Have a motion to approve.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Non-agenda items from council. We have two tonight. I'm going to read this. A memorial resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council honoring State Representative Gary Leaf, who passed away after losing his battle with cancer. Whereas the Oregon House of Representatives and the constituents of District 2 lost a valued member and leader on July 22nd of 2021 with the death of Gary Leaf, and whereas Mr. Leaf had been involved with this community by serving on various committees over the years, including the Winston Planning Commission, and whereas dedicated as he was to serve his community, he received the honor of Winston's Male First Citizen in 1985, and whereas as owner operator of Leaf Photography Studio for more than 40 years, many households in Douglas County probably still display Gary's work around their homes and offices, since he took school and sports pictures during this time for most, if not all, schools and sports programs in the county. And whereas he was elected to the Douglas County Board of Commissioners in 2016, and he went on to be a state representative for District 2 at the Oregon House of Representatives in 2018, and whereas Gary Leaf's contributions to the city, to Winston, this county, and the state will be remembered for generations to come. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City of Winston, Oregon Council, Section 1, on behalf of its members, honors the memory of Gary Leaf, and Section 2 extends its sincerest condolences to his family and friends. Adopted by the City of Winston City Council on this day, 16th of August, 2021. Number 2. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council honoring the late Joe Lawrence, former county commissioner whose life was lost due to a tragic accident. Whereas the City of Winston and Douglas County in its entirety lost an esteemed member of the community with the sudden passing of Joe Lawrence, and whereas Joe worked hard for his community before, after, and during his time as a Douglas County Commissioner from 2007 to 2014, and whereas Lawrence was generous with his time as a volunteer working with homeless youth at Casa de Belen and delivering meals to local senior citizens through the Meals on Wheels program, and whereas he also donated a log truck to Umpqua Community College that was needed to better the community he lived in, and whereas Joe Lawrence, although gone, his contribution to society will not be forgotten. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City of Winston, Oregon Council, Section 1, on behalf of its members, honors the memory of Joe Lawrence, and Section 2, while no words can heal his great loss, it is hopeful that his family and friends may find comfort in this message of sympathy. Adopted by the City of Winston Council, Winston, Oregon City Council on this 16th day of August 2021. And the next item, the Safe Corporation dividend of $7,846 and zero change. That's we get back from having good, safe employees in the city. Thank you very much to all of you. Check copies are in your packet. Claims in excess of $500. Urban Renewal Meeting, August 19th at 3 o'clock. We still going to do that without the presence of?
Well, we're hoping to do that.
Will any be back?
Okay. So, yes.
Planning Commission, August 25th, 7 p.m. right here. Labor Day is Monday, September 6th. City offices will be closed. Next City Council meeting is scheduled for? We haven't scheduled it yet?
No.
Okay. And executive session tonight?
Nothing I'm aware of. Nope.
Well, you would know.
Nothing for me.
Okay, thank you. And good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you being here.
Hope goes well for you, Teresa.
Thank you.
Stay safe. Let's wait and let's see what happens with Mr. Bauer. See what his presence, whether it's going to be or not, and then we'll move forward. I talked to him today. He's got a PET scan.
Is there anyone else on the phone?
On Wednesday. And he is, has been told that if that PET scan shows.
Meeting adjourned at 7:26 p.m.